This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, Troy Parrott's move to Spain looks to edge a step closer. Is Evan Ferguson really on his way back to Italy and Serie A? And big European nights are back at Celtic Park as Celtic face Lask in a playoff for the Champions League proper. Troy Parrott looks set to seal a move to Champions League bound Real Betis, according to reports in Spain and the Netherlands. The Ireland international is fresh off a prolific season with club and country and appears most likely to sign up with the Liga High Flyers. It seems apparent that a deal between Parrott's current club, Dutch side AZ Alkmaar, and Betis is all but done. The Dubliner joined Alkmaar just over 2 years ago from Spurs, having enjoyed a previous loan stint at another Dutch side in Excelsior Rotterdam. Parrott ended the Dutch season with 16 goals in 28 games last year and also shone international duty as he dragged his country to the brink of World Cup qualification. Last November, he scored both goals in a 2-0 win over Portugal, and 3 days later, he scored a sensational hat-trick, including a last-gasp winner in the 3-2 win away to Hungary. Meanwhile, Serie A side Genoa are closing in on a loan move for Ireland striker Evan Ferguson, according to reports in Italy. Sky Sports' Gianluca Di Marzio is reporting that Brighton and Hove Albion have reached an agreement with the Italian club, with the deal now dependent on the final approval from the player. Di Marzio reports that Brighton will continue to pay 30% of Ferguson's wages should the deal go true. Ferguson spent last season on loan at Roma, where he scored 3 goals across 16 appearances. The 21-year-old is continuing to rehab the ankle injury, which has kept him sidelined since January, but it is hoped he will return to action by October. Genoa, managed by former Roma player Daniele De Rossi, finished 16th in the Serie A table last season. And on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Vinnie Perth joined Cullen Buhig in the call of Matthew Brennan and said that he doesn't see how the Meath man can move to another club whilst being injured.
I've just a boring answer for you, but it's real. Evan is injured. So imagine, for example, let's say he was going to Genoa today. How could he pass a medical? Mm. He's had an operation. Nothing has changed. His recovery is flying. He's been in all summer long. He's had a few days off over the last week or two because while everyone was away, he was in and they gave him some time off. He's back on the pitch, but not on the pitch as such with his physios. The timeline hasn't overly changed in around late September, early October since the day of the operation.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm not Evan's spokesman. Remember, he done so well in Italy under Gasperini that a lot of Italian people were really impressed that he was able to do it under that manager. He got injured creating a goal, a huge goal in the European game, jumped the photographer, landed awkwardly, damaged his ankle. So we've had a lot of noise and a lot of nonsense, but I don't understand how people are putting two and two together coming before. I don't see him being available to go anywhere in the next couple of weeks until he's fit. And why would any club sign someone who's currently injured and not due back to be able to play for another 4 to 6 weeks? It doesn't make any sense. I think we're searching for something here that isn't there. When does the transfer window close?
First of September.
He's not going to play before the 1st of September. So me only just putting 2-2 together,
yeah,
goes,
to get you.
How does he play for anybody else? He's not going to play for anyone else before then.
I appreciate you don't have the answer to this question, but it is why have the Irish Independent run with it in the back page? Like, they must have, you feel like they must have something here, that it was like we're hearing something substantial here.
I subscribe to the Irish Independent. I like the newspaper, but it's not clickbait. But there's a lot of clickbait on, forget that article for a second, there's a lot of clickbait online in terms of around Evan and other players. I don't like, maybe I'm not rational. I spoke to his father at 6:30 this morning.
I don't
think we discussed Evan other than there was some other, we did discuss something, but relating to, wasn't Evan,
yeah, not the transfer as such.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
No, I do.
How if somebody's not going to be fit before October going to transfer to another club.
It's a tiny area.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. Martin O'Neill believes Celtic belong in the Champions League as they prepare to face Austrian side LASK in the first leg of their playoff tonight. The Scottish title holders are aiming to return to the competition's group stage after missing out last season. O'Neill says Celtic's famous European Cup triumph in 1967 should remain the benchmark and believes the club should always be competing at the highest level of football in Europe.
The bar was set down here way back in 1967. We may never, ever, ever get there. And obviously with the way that the financial market has moved in football, it's getting more and more difficult for maybe a team from Scotland. But that aside, you should still be aspiring to it. And that's what we want to try and do.
The Scottish title holders missed out on this stage last season, losing to Khairat Almaty of Kazakhstan. But US international Cameron Carter-Vickers is confident history won't repeat itself.
It's a competition we want to be in year in, year out. It's obviously the best club competition in the world, so it's good to get in it and kind of compete against the best teams, best players in the world.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock in Glasgow. Elsewhere tonight in Europe in the Champions League, NSA Nijmegen host Bodo Glimt, Hapoel Beersheva take on Sabah of Azerbaijan, and Slovan Bratislava take on NK Celje. Defender Harry Maguire says Manchester United are determined to build on last season's strong finish as they prepare to begin the Premier League campaign at newly promoted Hull on Saturday. They looked unlikely to finish in the top three when Michael Carrick replaced Ruben Amorim in January, but the former midfielder oversaw a dramatic improvement. Maguire believes there's plenty more to come from the team under Carrick's leadership.
It was a good season last season when you put things into reality. Of course, this club wants to be winning big trophies and being part of winning cups. We know that, and we know that it demands that. From where we was losing that Europa League final, finishing 15th to finish third and put the club back in the Champions League, it was a good season.
Meanwhile, The Athletic are reporting that Manchester United and Brighton and Hove Albion are closing in on a deal for midfielder Carlos Baleba. United have made an offer of around £60 million plus £5 million in add-ons, which is felt to be below what Brighton would be seeking to sell. Amicable talks continue with all parties working towards finding an agreement for the Cameroon international to move to Old Trafford. The 22-year-old is currently working his way back to fitness after an ankle ligament injury, but the issue is not considered serious or expected to keep him out long term. Midfield has been an area of significant focus for United in the transfer market this summer. Yuri Tielemans and Andre Santos have already arrived from Aston Villa and Chelsea respectively, while a deal for Atalanta midfielder Ederson was also agreed before the club backed out over injury concerns surrounding the Brazil international's knee. Mikel Arteta says Arsenal will only make more signings before the transfer window closes if they can bring in genuine quality. The Premier League champions have been linked with Atletico Madrid forward Julian Alvarez and Paris Saint-Germain winger Bradley Barcola. Arteta insists they are operating in a very limited market, will only strengthen if the right player becomes available.
We're certainly the ambition of the club is to be the best club in the world. And in order to do that, you need the best squad and the best players in the world. And those are the ones that win you football matches and the ones that can be decisive when it matters. And it is the players that we want to sign to make the difference for us.
Nottingham Forest are still trying to do transfer business with the start of the season just 2 days away. The top division kicks off with Arsenal and Coventry on Friday night. Forest take to the field on Saturday, hosting Leeds. Manager Oliver Glasner says they're whittling down the targets.
Defining profiles, what we maybe or probably don't have in the squad, what could help us, the players we think they can help us to improve, and now it's getting the deal done, but we're still open and let's see if maybe one or two new signings could come in.
And Frank Lampard takes underdogs Coventry City to the Champions Arsenal for the Premier League opener on Friday, with few giving his team much hope. The former England midfielder led Coventry to promotion and they're set for their first hit of top-flight football in a quarter of a century. Lampard was asked if the plan at the Emirates is simply to keep the score down.
I want to go in with a more positive mindset than that.
I get
what you're saying. You know, if you ask a lot of people out there, they will expect one result here, and that's fine. You know, you can use the underdog element of it for your own motivation. It's no problem. I understand why you say it, because Arsenal are a great team.
Kevin Kilbane joined Owen Shane on the Football Show last night to look ahead to a new Premier League season. And the former Ireland international questions whether Chelsea will be better under Xabi Alonso and whether we read too much into pre-season.
Are you reserving judgment on both of these clubs, Kev, or do you have a strong feeling on either?
I don't think Chelsea will be able to do it. I think Chelsea will be better than they were last year, but that again, that's not saying too much, is it, in saying that Arsenal will be, that Chelsea will be better than last year. You would hope that Alonso can stabilise over a number of years, but that's not been Chelsea's way either. Chelsea have got the quick change method. If things aren't going right quickly, the managers change. But it does feel a bit different. It feels as though they've brought a manager in Alonso to try and help a lot of those younger players develop now. But I just don't see them being with City and Arsenal just yet. That's the way that I would probably view that now. And I'm really interested, though, to see how they do go this year. And again, I was seeing early pre-season form from them. And look, I know people get excited about it, but I've never felt it. It's great for a player if you're playing well in pre-season and you feel fit, you feel strong, and you're getting wins as a team. But I always feel as though it's not a gauge. I don't feel it's a huge gauge to go off. Sometimes I'm wrong on that one, and I know that. But usually, I always feel that if it's usually something that happens in your first couple of games of the season, that is, that dictate, not pre-season. Because if your pre-season's gone horribly wrong and your season starts poorly, then that's what generally takes you forward. And then people look back and think it's because of pre-season. But alternatively, I've witnessed it the other way. And I've been in a part of a side that's had poor pre-seasons, but you have a good first couple of games of the season and all of a sudden your season just takes off. That's how fragile maybe confidence is at times. And maybe Liverpool, if you're looking at Chelsea and the unknown a little bit, I think there's a little bit of that as well. Iriola will undoubtedly at Liverpool be given time. I think he'll be given more time than Alonso will. I think that's fair to say. But Liverpool last year, it probably, I know that I said Virts before, I mentioned him, who had quite a poor year overall. Maybe the attack wasn't great, but the defence wasn't great last year as well. So I think if they get the defensive side of the game right and everything else that goes with it, Liverpool will be strong. Liverpool have got too much quality throughout the team to suggest otherwise than them being a top four side. And if they get on a run, which it might not necessarily be to September, October time, but if they have a good Christmas time and then hit the new year and they're really flying, Liverpool could go on a hell of a run and they could be serious contenders again this year with those signings if they get them done and over the line.
And if you don't want to miss a single second of our football coverage, you can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Former France midfielder Paul Pogba has left Monaco after his contract was terminated following just one season. Pogba, a 2018 World Cup winner, had a deal with the league on site until June 2027, but Monaco said it had ended early because objectives set by both parties had only been partially achieved. The 33-year-old played 6 matches for Monaco last season, 5 of which came as a substitute. Pogba joined Monaco last summer after he was permitted to return to professional football following a doping suspension he received while at Juventus. Pogba maintained that it was a mistake and he was permitted to return to football in March 2025 following the Court of Arbitration for Sport's decision to reduce his ban from 4 years to 18 months. BBC Sport understands Pogba is attracting interest from Major League Soccer. He has previously been linked to DC United and Inter Miami. Bayern Munich attacker Jamal Musiala has revealed he is suffering from treatable absence seizures after he collapsed on the pitch for the second time in 4 days. The 23-year-old fell to the floor just 8 minutes after coming on as a substitute in Bayern's friendly with FC Eidenheim on Tuesday night. It follows a similar incident on Saturday's friendly against RB Leipzig, but the Germany international says there's no long-term health risk. Aston Villa have agreed a deal to sign Aaron Wan-Bissaka from West Ham. The DRC international is set to join on an initial loan with an obligation to buy. He's expected to have his medical today. West Ham had previously been seeking a fee of around £25 million. Meanwhile, Villa have also confirmed the signing of Atletico Madrid defender Matteo Ruggeri for a fee of around £17 million. The 24-year-old left-back moves to Villa Park after just one season at Atleti and will replace Luca Dean, who recently completed an £8.5 million return to Paris Saint-Germain. The club have also announced a third signing today with Japan goalkeeper Zion Suzuki, the latest to join. Suzuki, who joins from Parma, was born in America but qualifies for Japan through his mother and played all 4 of his country's matches at the World Cup this summer. It's expected that Emi Martinez will leave the club this summer, whilst striker Ollie Watkins is reportedly being the subject of a bid from Saudi Pro League side Al Hilal. The Saudi club are also showing an interest in Bayern Munich's Harry Kane and are willing to pay him over £1.2 million a week. Sheffield United could face a 12-point deduction if an ownership dispute isn't resolved. A winding up petition against owners COH Sports Bidco Limited is due before the UK High Court today. The American consortium bought the championship side in December 2024, but former owners United World claim more than £35 million from the deal remains unpaid. That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back at more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.